This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help and His assistance in all our matters. And we send peace and salutations upon Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of this Jummah Khutbah in Dubai is a very significant topic, and that is health is a trust and responsibility. So there are two aspects which are tightly linked together mentioned in today's khutbah, that health is trust, that is, it's an amana, and it is a responsibility. Let us talk about the first aspect of it. Health indeed is an amana, is a trust granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which we will be responsible. We will be accountable. Subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says in the Quran, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. So you will be questioned about each and every blessing on that day. Subhanallah, on the day of judgment, you and I will be questioned about this blessing of health that we have, this beautiful and biggest blessing, subhanallah, after the guidance of Allah Rabbul Izzah that we have got, and that is good health, subhanallah. And it is definitely a responsibility. Health is our responsibility. Obviously, this beautiful, beautiful blessing of health is something which we are responsible about. When Allah Rabbul Izzah gives us a blessing, He gives us this responsibility, and this responsibility is followed up with accountability. So we will be questioned about the hearing, about the sight, about our heart, and every other blessing. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. Most of the people, they are neglectful about two great blessings. Number one is good health and free time. Subhanallah. So we see that health is indeed a great, great blessing. And indeed, it is a huge responsibility. That is the reason the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, La darara wa la dirar. Don't harm others, neither be harmed yourself. Subhanallah. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He also says, Wa la taqtulu anfusakum. Do not kill, do not harm yourself. So what we learn from this khutbah, my beloved brothers and sisters, is we need to ensure that this trust, this amana that we have got of health, we must take care of it. We must be responsible for our own lives and the lives of others. Indeed, because we will be questioned about it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all with good health. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant success and well-being to His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all the other rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this beautiful nation and all the Muslims and the humanity at large. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately to make us among those who will be with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest levels of Jannah, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.